We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Bite, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is the Oklahoma State Cowboy Insider from Learfield IMG College. Now, here is your host, the voice of the Cowboys, Dave Hunziker.
The Cowboy Network Insider, as we get ready for week number 2 of the college football season. Oklahoma State will be hosting McNeese. I'm Dave Hunziker with Robert Allen. And there were a lot of things to be encouraged about last Friday. So how are we advancing things along for this week? What are the things that jump out to you that we want to see in week 2? Against a McNeese team, it's had some history in these big games.
You know, I think you start off by just doing what you did last week and coming out and being, you know, you look at the offense was good from the get-go. I mean, it worked, it clicked.
Yep.
You don't know what you're going to get unless you just want to play off Jim Gush's history. Jim Gush has been a Phil Bennett guy, cover four. Now, he was extreme last week in their game with Southern, and it didn't really catch up to him till the end of the game. Southern kind of realized, look, they're not getting out of this defense. We certainly know how to attack it, and they went after it. It was a four down, cover four defense that blitzed, but it blitzed symmetrically. Almost organized, and organized blitzes aren't real good.
That's an interesting concept, yeah. An organized blitz.
Yeah.
Kind of, those are almost contradicting terms.
In our meeting with Sean Gleason and the Cowboys offensive coordinator, I said it was almost like it was scripted, like a scrimmage, and he agreed. So you're going to see a different palette defensively from McNeese. But, hey, they're McNeese. I mean, I'm not trying to overblow this, but the mismatch at the line of scrimmage
right.
is dramatic.
Sure.
The speed mismatch should be dramatic when you talk about the speed of Tylan Wallace. And here's another thing. Their field corner broke his leg last week.
Yes,
senior.
I saw
he's out.
That.
Now they replace it with another senior, but you realize he's not as good as the guy who broke his leg, or he would have been playing last week. So now that's the guy who's probably going to pick up Tylan Wallace more times than not. And if he, you know, you're going to put him on the field side and give Tylan more room to work. And he's going to be working against their second team corner. That's another mismatch you can take advantage of. So offensively, just do what you do. Just keep doing what you do. And I think the other, you hit on some of these when you messaged the crew this week. You want to get Drew Brown in. You want to get him going because, you know, you may need him. And people don't realize the plan last week was to play Drew Brown.
Yeah, about 75% to 25% is what Coach Gundy said he was thinking going in.
And Spencer Sanders made it so, you're not doing that. And then you mentioned getting a second running back. I think we all hoped it would be LD, and LD had a really nice five-yard touchdown run. But for the most part, LD wasn't able to do the same things Chuba was able to do. And you want to get close to that. So Desmond Jackson, the JUCO transfer from Hutch, and Jameel Jeter, a young high school redshirt freshman. And I think we ought to start believing in redshirt freshmen a little bit. They're all kind of coming through and doing pretty good, which tells you last year's recruiting class was pretty good. And you want to see what Jameel Jeter can do. Yeah, he's a guy that Pat Jones, I respect Pat Jones' football IQ and his evaluative abilities. Last year, he thought Jameel Jeter was the best-looking back he saw here. Well, I mean, he can be forgiven. Chuba's the best back, and Justice was really good. But Jameel Jeter's got a lot of ability.
It looks like he'll be good to go this week, too. He was injured and did not play at Oregon
ankle.
State.
Had should an ankle be, in should, the scrimmage.
And should be okay now, though. At least that's the,
sure.
That's the thought, although Coach Gundy has cautioned that, you know, when you have tailbacks and ankles, sometimes when you get close to game time, you decide, no, we need to wait another week. So we'll see on that. But hopefully he'll be able to play. It's an adjustment for the backs. This is a little different blocking scheme, at least some of it in terms of how it's done, which to some extent, I guess, requires a bit of a different running style. But everybody's getting used to some of the things they're doing with the pulling guards, the combination blocking. Some of the things are a little different, and it does require, as I've talked to some of the coaches this week, a bit of an adjustment. Coach Gundy talked about that, too. There is some adjusting going on.
There is, but it's a blend. It's not like they've gone wholesale.
Right, exactly.
They're still some running. They're still running inside and outside zone, and outside zone has kind of been the bread and butter. That's been the go-to for most of the offensive backs and most of the run game the last several years. They're still running that, but they're running some other stuff with it. I'll tell you what, I mean, and we haven't really got into the defense. The defense has more probably improving and things they want to see than the offense. But I'm going to go back to a play. Mike Yurcich loved the quick pass. In his language, it was called now. He called it now. Let's go now. Now. Run a now. And I got sick of it because it wasn't working. You know, it'd go for 2 or 3 yards. That's not enough for me to have the quarterback throw it all the way out to the boundary and get 3 yards. I'd rather give it to the back and see what he can do.
Sure.
But last week, that quick pass with cowboy backs infused into the blocking scheme out there, it was awesome. That quick pass, it resulted in a touchdown with Tylan. It had another – there was another Tylan play that got – I guess he stepped out of bounds.
Right, he did.
But I'm just telling you, I all of a sudden I'm back in on the quick pass. I'm okay with it now.
Yeah, who's surprised – I mean, Spencer obviously surprised us all to an extent, but who surprised you maybe more than anyone with their performance in week one outside of Spencer Sanders? Anybody?
Let's see. Over on,
I would throw Jordan McCray out there. Although the last 2.5 to 3 weeks, he had really improved, but he made a couple of very difficult catches.
Physical, and you know what? Going back and look at it, he was a good blocker. He blocked well, and we in camp early on is like,
well,
you know,
the people at South Alabama that I know had said that one of the tough things for him while he was there is they didn't know if he was quite strong enough. Well, he's added 11 or 12 pounds. He's gotten stronger. He continues to get stronger, and you see the results of that. And as Coach Gundy said earlier this week, he's become more accustomed to the tempo. He said early in camp it took him a while to get used to how fast the offense was going. He was getting a bit winded. And even Casey Dem, when I talked to him this week, said the same thing, that, hey, this is a process. We're gonna get you to continue to improve it, and hopefully by week six we'll have something that we're excited about, you're excited about. So it takes time. He'd be one guy for me.
I'm going to go to the defensive side, and I'm going to say Trace Ford.
Yeah.
Because not because I didn't think he could do anything. It's just to see a freshman have the, you know, the quickness of mind to get his hands up and do some of those things. Because, you know, we've had defensive coaches preach getting hands up, and we've had guys not get – they get all the way to their senior year before they remember to put their hands up. So Trace Ford and his influence. And I'm going to go with another defensive lineman, although I can't say I'm totally – surprised because I was one of the guys saying he should have played last year, and that's Tyler Lacy. Mm-hmm. I think Tyler Lacy is, you know, Coach Gundy talks about, well, he was kind of fat last year and lazy. I think sometimes Mike Gundy just kind of throws some of that stuff out when it's a guy he didn't play. I think he was – I think he would have jumped in there and played his tail off last year. So, yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, a head coach doesn't listen to these podcasts.
Well, no.
Anyway, but Tyler Lacy, and not because I didn't expect it, just I guess because I saw it.
Defenses, a lot of times, week one to week two in a season can make a big difference. And that's what they're shooting for this week. And they've talked a lot about turnovers, more pressure on the passers, what Coach Gundy has said. Obviously, getting off the field on third downs, things that everyone saw. And now we'll see if that improvement happens, although you're facing a McNeese team that has a new coach. Last year they struggled on offense. This year they appear to be better, but hopefully some improvement in those areas, and then you'll get a better gauge next week at Tulsa and even better one after that at Texas.
You know what? I don't know that you will get a better gauge.
So you don't
against
even know
Tulsa.
Well, that's true because they've struggled offensively.
Tulsa's offense. Yeah, and from what I saw – and I watched a little of it before our game last week. What I heard throughout their fall camp, boy, they're as Jekyll Hyde as you can find a team this year. Their defense is really, really good. And that's they'll challenge the offense, which is good. Before Texas, you want somebody to give you a good stiff challenge, but I don't know that they'll challenge the defense. They may get more of a challenge this week with McNeese. You know, Sterling Gilbert runs the Art Briles system. It's a tough offense. They're going to spread you. They're going to make sure you guard every part of the field. Their running backs are not great, but they're okay. Where they really hurt is their offensive line small. So what I expect is the defensive line to really be a force and maul them pretty good up front. If I don't see that, if Cowboy fans don't see that, Dave, That's your first panic button to push is, whoa, those little guys from McNeese are pushing our defensive linemen around. You know, last week, that was a big offensive line from Oregon State.
Sure.
And they'd had 92 combined starts. So I'm not saying they're great, but they were experienced and they were big. This week, not as experienced and certainly not as big with McNeese.
Well, we'll see what happens. Home opener, be glad to be in Boone Pickett Stadium playing at home and then back on the road for two more. So there's some things that need to get done. You need to win the game, but establishing some depth at key positions would be really a good thing.
One more, and maybe we don't punt on Saturday, which nobody would complain about, but let the beast loose. I want to see the beast get loose.
Tom Hutton. Yes, who you didn't really get a good – sample of what he can do
on
Friday night.
He kicked off the tip. He was told to kick off the tip both times.
Oh, we'll see it. All right, we'll get together Saturday. Thank you, sir. That's Robert Allen. I'm Dave Hunziker.
This has been the Oklahoma State Cowboy Insider. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.